Begin at once to live and count each separate day as a separate. Every new beginning carries the weight of something that has ended. Seneca wrote, "Every new beginning comes from some other beginning's end." It is a reminder that renewal is not born in comfort, but in closure, in the silent moments when one chapter collapses and another demands to rise. The Stoic does not mourn what has passed, they study it. They take from it the lessons, the scars, the fragments of strength that now become the foundation for what is next. This is how a new year, a new chapter, or a new version of the self begins, not with noise, but with precision, with clarity, with the decision to begin again deliberately. There comes a point when one must confront the truth. Continuation without direction is decay. The Stoic understands that to live without renewal is to live in decline. Every person reaches this threshold, where comfort has dulled their edge, where routine has replaced purpose, where progress has been paused by complacency. The Stoic stands at this edge and does not retreat. They begin again, not because they have failed, but because they have evolved. To begin again is to reclaim control of time, to redirect energy towards something worthy. It is the act of re-entering life with command. This year is not about motivation or chance. It is about mastery, mastery of mind, of direction, of discipline. The Stoic sees the new beginning not as a reset, but as a reconstruction. They build from the ruins of the past with sharper tools, cleaner vision, steadier resolve. Every new beginning is an invitation to refine identity, to strengthen the will, to move forward with intent. The one who accepts this challenge does not simply survive another year, they dominate it. They begin again, and this time, they win. Everything begins in silence. Renewal does not announce itself. It does not wait for approval or witnesses. It begins as a private decision, the choice to stop drifting and to start again. The Stoic understands that life is not a single journey, but a series of returns. Every day the chance to begin again exists, and those who fail to see it live, trapped in the memory of who they were. Heraclitus said that no person steps into the same river twice. The water changes, and so does the one who steps. To begin again is not to repeat, but to re-enter the current with greater awareness. Marcus Aurelius wrote that the universe is change and life is opinion. If everything changes, then rebirth is not optional. It is the law of existence. The Stoic accepts this as command, not suggestion. They do not cling to old identities, failures, or victories. They burn the excess to remain adaptable. Starting fresh is not weakness. It is the highest form of strength. It means refusing to let the past define the architecture of the present. Plato once wrote, "The beginning is the most important part of the work." Every act of greatness begins with a clean start, not because the past was erased, but because attention is redirected. The Stoic does not linger on what was lost. They study it, extract its structure, and move. Beginning again is not about forgetting. It is about precision. The one who starts again deliberately has already won half the battle. They have taken control of the only thing the universe truly offers, the present. There are years when one drifts, when routine replaces purpose and days blur into one another. The Stoic calls this the soft decay of the mind. It happens when one becomes comfortable with surviving instead of advancing. The new year is not simply a date, it is a battlefield line, the place to draw the sword again. Renewal begins when one declares that enough stagnation has been tolerated. To begin again is to recognize that clarity must be earned repeatedly. No one becomes disciplined once and remains that way. The mind must be recalibrated daily. The Stoic knows that a single day of indulgence can begin to rot a lifetime of effort. Renewal is maintenance. It is the discipline of repair. Every morning, the Stoic sharpens thought, straightens posture, and reclaims control. Renewal is not about motivation. Motivation is unreliable, dependent on mood. Renewal is ritual. It does not ask how one feels. It moves regardless. To start again is to act without hesitation. The Stoic repeats what works until it becomes natural. In this, they find peace, not excitement, but order. When the mind returns to order, the world begins to align again. Heraclitus taught that war is the father of all things. Renewal is a kind of war, a war against the weight of what one used to be. The Stoic fights this battle internally. Every habit of delay, every addiction to distraction, every compromise of character is a hidden enemy. Beginning again means declaring war on internal decay. The goal is not perfection. The goal is clarity. When clarity returns, strength follows. Marcus Aurelius often wrote about beginning each morning as if life itself were starting anew. He would wake and remind himself that the world is indifferent, that his response is his only power. Each dawn was an opportunity to rise cleanly, without resentment, without memory. This discipline gave him command. It gave him distance from chaos. Renewal is not about erasing the past. It is about freeing oneself from its control. The Stoic does not count how many times they have fallen. They count how many times they return to the path. To begin again is to refuse decline. It is to stand when it would be easier to lie down. The Stoic holds no illusion that the world will soften for them. They prepare, they rebuild, and they rise anyway. Renewal is a kind of rebellion, a rebellion against self-pity and fatalism. Every person faces moments where the old self must be left behind. There is no renewal without destruction. The weak cling to comfort. The disciplined embrace transformation. Plato's insight remains timeless. Beginnings hold the most power because they contain pure direction. In the beginning, one decides who they will be. That single decision can rewire an entire life. The Stoic sees the year as terrain, each day a step, each week a campaign. The map is mental, drawn by clarity of thought and governed by action. To win the year is to win the self. There is no victory without command of one's mind. The Stoic understands that renewal without strategy is fantasy. Each beginning must be structured, defined by the principles that hold one steady when emotion falters. Discipline becomes the foundation of rebirth. Without it, renewal collapses into wishful thinking. The Stoic practices self-observation. They examine impulses before obeying them. They question desires before pursuing them. Through this internal audit, life becomes clean again. The clutter of impulse clears and purpose re-emerges. Renewal thrives in simplicity. To begin again, one must detach from identity. Identity is often the cage that prevents evolution. The Stoic strips labels, titles, and narratives. They return to function, what must be done, what must be achieved. The ego resists this because it seeks continuity. Renewal demands interruption. The Stoic interrupts their own habits to reset alignment. Heraclitus spoke of the unity of opposites, that tension creates harmony. Renewal exists in that same paradox. It is both destruction and creation. The Stoic uses discipline to guide this process, ensuring that rebirth does not become chaos. When one begins again with structure, transformation becomes sustainable. Power returns through control. The average person fears starting over because they associate it with loss. The Stoic sees it differently. Beginning again is not losing, it is returning to command. The one who begins again owns the direction of their life. They do not drift according to external forces. They set course, adapt, and move forward without complaint. Renewal is not optimism, it is architecture. Plato's observation on beginnings is more than philosophy, it is instruction. Every new start requires precision. A careless beginning produces disorder. The Stoic treats each restart as sacred. They plan, they clear distractions, and they commit. In this way, even failure becomes useful. Each ending refines the next beginning. To win this year, the Stoic knows that nothing external will save them. No timing, no circumstance, no assistance. Renewal begins in the unseen, in the quiet decision to become responsible again. The Stoic acts. They do not announce their resolutions, they execute them. Victory does not come from loud intentions, but from silent consistency. The world glorifies novelty. Stoicism glorifies mastery. Beginning again does not mean chasing new things. It means mastering old principles deeper. It means rebuilding the foundation until it can no longer collapse. The Stoic seeks depth, not variety. Renewal without depth is decoration. Renewal with discipline becomes transformation. The modern person often feels paralyzed by their own history. Mistakes, failures, regrets all become anchors. The Stoic cuts these anchors. They learn, then let go. The past cannot be redone, but it can be reinterpreted. Renewal begins when interpretation shifts. The Stoic asks, "What did this teach me?" and then acts on the answer. Wisdom becomes movement. To begin again is to reject the illusion that age limits potential. For those in their 30s, 40s, 50s, renewal is sharper. Time has clarified what matters. The Stoic does not mourn youth. They sharpen presence. Every year becomes a multiplier of awareness. Beginning again later in life means acting with fewer illusions. The Stoic treats each decade as command, not decline. The Stoic knows that change without order leads to exhaustion. Renewal must be structured around principle. Courage, justice, temperance, wisdom. These are not abstract virtues. They are coordinates. The Stoic aligns behavior with them daily. The more consistent the alignment, the faster the renewal stabilizes. Each act of integrity rebuilds inner architecture. To start again, one must cut excess. Renewal thrives in reduction. The Stoic simplifies schedule, speech, and desire. Simplicity restores clarity. The noise of the world, digital, social, emotional, corrodes focus. Renewal begins with silence. From silence, the mind regains sharpness. In sharpness, the will returns. Every new year tempts people with false promises, the illusion of reinvention through external change. The Stoic rejects this. Renewal begins in perception. When the lens clears, the external follows. The Stoic trains the mind first. No calendar, no tool, no ritual substitutes for clarity. When thought becomes ordered, behavior follows with precision. To win this year means becoming intolerant of drift. The Stoic set standards higher than convenience. They wake early, they train the body, they cleanse the mind. They eliminate excess conversation and guard their attention like property. Renewal is maintenance through austerity. Simplicity sharpens efficiency. Focus becomes power. Heraclitus saw fire as the principle of change. Everything transforms through burning. The Stoic accepts this as truth. Renewal requires sacrifice. Comfort must be burned. Ego must be burned. Excuses must be burned. Through that fire, form is purified. The Stoic emerges from the flames, not destroyed, but defined. The modern world rewards distraction. Renewal demands solitude. The Stoic withdraws, recalibrates, then re-enters society with direction. They use solitude to reset strength. Silence becomes fuel. Beginning again requires this withdrawal, a deliberate pause to remove noise. From quiet, clarity is born. The Stoic does not chase motivation. They build structure. Motivation fades, structure remains. Renewal that depends on emotion fails. Renewal that depends on system endures. The Stoic turns daily routine into ritual. Rising, training, reflecting, all become anchors. Each repetition reinforces identity. Consistency becomes destiny. Marcus Aurelius reminded himself daily, "At dawn, when you rise unwillingly, let this thought be present. I am rising to do the work of a human being." Renewal is duty. The Stoic treats life as function. To begin again is to return to duty. This mindset dissolves resistance. When duty becomes rhythm, action follows effortlessly. The mind resists renewal because it fears discomfort. The Stoic welcomes it. Discomfort is evidence of transformation. Growth is mechanical. It happens through friction. Renewal without struggle is fiction. The Stoic endures tension until it becomes natural. They know that what feels painful today becomes power tomorrow. To win this year, one must treat each day as an independent battle. The Stoic wakes with mission, executes, and ends the day clean. They do not carry residue into tomorrow. Renewal thrives when each day ends resolved. No unfinished arguments, no lingering doubts. Closure is strength. The Stoic believes in cyclical rebirth. Every failure is followed by reconstruction. Every loss contains raw material for something better. Renewal is constant rotation, decay feeding creation. The Stoic accepts this rhythm. They do not fear collapse because they understand its purpose. They rebuild faster each time. The will is like muscle. It strengthens through repetition. Renewal is repetition of command. The Stoic repeats their principles until they become automatic. In this, they find peace. There is no confusion in the disciplined mind. Renewal removes hesitation. The Stoic acts without inner noise. Beginning again does not require a perfect plan. It requires movement. The Stoic acts within clarity, refines through feedback, and adjusts course as needed. The act of movement itself generates momentum. In stillness, life decays. In motion, it regenerates. Renewal is momentum preserved by order. To begin again is to understand impermanence as ally. Heraclitus called change the only constant. The Stoic uses this truth as armor. If all things flow, then fear of change is useless. The Stoic aligns with flow, directing it through discipline. In that alignment, life becomes navigable. Marcus Aurelius wrote that what stands in the way becomes the way. Renewal turns resistance into resource. Each obstacle becomes structure. The Stoic uses challenge as blueprint. Through this, every difficulty becomes a new foundation. The one who begins again sees opportunity in every obstruction. Renewal is not external transformation. It is internal reconstruction. The Stoic builds from within, brick by brick. They design themselves like architecture, stable, clean, minimal. Each decision becomes part of this construction. When the internal structure is sound, external success follows naturally. Beginning again requires patience. The Stoic does not rush rebirth. They understand that depth takes time. Superficial change collapses quickly. Deep change requires endurance. Renewal is a long campaign, not a single event. Each disciplined act compounds into permanence. To win this year, the Stoic does not compare. Comparison is distraction. Renewal is individual. The Stoic measures progress against principle, not against others. This isolation of standard creates true independence. In independence, the mind becomes sovereign again. Plato's truth about beginnings extends into mastery. What one begins consciously can be finished powerfully. Renewal is decision followed by discipline. The Stoic embodies this union. Thought and action merge. To begin again is to live with unity between what is known and what is done. That unity defines mastery. When life feels heavy, the Stoic remembers that renewal is available at any moment. They can begin again in the middle of the day, in the middle of a failure, in the middle of chaos. There is no fixed time for clarity. Renewal belongs to those who decide. Each decision is rebirth. To begin again is to stop negotiating with weakness. It is to stand in stillness and act with purpose. The Stoic knows that power is reclaimed in moments of decision. The past dissolves, the future opens. The Stoic steps forward, clean, focused, unafraid. Renewal begins where hesitation ends. The path of renewal is never clean. It is rough, unplanned, and indifferent. Life does not clear the way for those who wish to rise again. It tests them through friction. The Stoic knows this truth. They do not ask for ease, only clarity. Seneca once said that difficulties strengthen the mind as labor strengthens the body. The Stoic accepts this as fact. They understand that resilience is not a gift, but a craft, forged in repetition and sharpened through pain. To begin again and win this year, one must expect resistance. The universe does not bend for desire. Every step forward presses against something immovable. The Stoic welcomes that pressure. They do not view obstacles as punishment, but as material. Marcus Aurelius wrote, "What stands in the way becomes the way." This is not poetry, it is strategy. The Stoic converts every hindrance into training. Each setback becomes an exercise in command. Epictetus taught that events are not the problem. Opinions about them are. The Stoic practices detachment from judgment. They observe, adapt, and continue. When failure strikes, they examine its lesson instead of its pain. They ask, "What can this teach? How can this refine my endurance?" Resilience grows from this interrogation. Every difficulty becomes a manual in disguise. To live stoically is to understand that pain has purpose. It reveals weakness, exposes illusion, and clarifies strength. The one who avoids discomfort remains fragile. The Stoic seeks confrontation with adversity because it reveals the self. When stripped of comfort, distraction, and applause, what remains is truth. Resilience is born there, in the silence after collapse, when the will must speak for itself. Seneca often reminded his students that a calm mind can withstand storms. Calm is not passivity, it is control under pressure. The Stoic cultivates inner stillness as armor. When chaos strikes, they do not scatter. They anchor to reason. Reason becomes the eye of the storm. The more violent the storm, the more vital the anchor. Through this composure, the Stoic transforms crisis into clarity. Obstacles are inevitable. Defeat is optional. The Stoic never confuses difficulty with impossibility. They treat hardship as training. Life is the gymnasium of the mind, and every obstacle is a weight to be lifted. With each repetition, resilience compounds. The Stoic's strength is quiet, not displayed but possessed. It is the calm certainty that no external event can dictate inner stability. To begin again after failure is an act of defiance, the weak retreat into resentment. The Stoic rebuilds without complaint. They know that collapse is temporary when the will remains intact. Each time they rise, the structure of the self becomes denser, heavier, harder to destroy. What once broke them becomes foundation. This is the essence of resilience, transformation through endurance. Marcus Aurelius wrote that the impediment to action advances action. The Stoic applies this law without emotion. If something blocks their path, they absorb it into their movement. A delay becomes planning time. A failure becomes research. A betrayal becomes self-reliance. The Stoic is not stopped by obstacles because they redefine progress itself. Progress is not linear, it is adaptive. Epictetus said that no one can harm you without your consent. The Stoic takes full ownership of perception. They do not outsource emotional control. When others offend or criticize, the Stoic sees an opportunity to practice patience. When fate disrupts their plan, they practice flexibility. Every challenge becomes training in virtue. The harder the challenge, the sharper the virtue. Resilience begins where excuses end. The Stoic cuts through justification. They refuse to indulge in narratives of unfairness. Life owes them nothing, and they owe life their full effort. This clarity dissolves frustration. Instead of demanding ease, they demand strength. Every setback becomes a test of alignment, whether their principles stand under pressure or collapse under comfort. Seneca wrote that fire tests gold and adversity tests the brave. The Stoic does not fear trial because they recognize its necessity. Without challenge, values are theoretical. Through adversity, values become proven. Courage, patience, temperance, these are meaningless in calm conditions. It is through chaos that they gain definition. Resilience is the evidence of lived philosophy. To begin again after disappointment requires precision of mind. The Stoic does not waste time dramatizing events. They assess, learn, and move. Emotional waste is a luxury they cannot afford. The Stoic conserves energy for reconstruction. They understand that focus is the most valuable resource. When directed properly, even small effort yields immense transformation. Obstacles are the architecture of growth. Each one reshapes the mind. The Stoic learns to see resistance as direction, an arrow pointing to the area of weakness that demands strength. When life blocks movement, it reveals where mastery must develop. The Stoic studies the obstruction, not to curse it, but to understand its lesson. Knowledge turns pain into function. Resilience is not a posture, it is repetition. Each day, the Stoic practices endurance through small acts, restraint in speech, patience in waiting, effort in fatigue. These repetitions build internal muscle. Over time, the response to hardship becomes instinctive. The Stoic no longer reacts, they respond with precision. They remain steady when others collapse. Marcus Aurelius often reminded himself that the universe acts according to its own reason. The Stoic aligns with that rhythm. When plans fail, they adjust. When paths close, they find another route. This flexibility is strength. Rigidity breaks under pressure. Adaptation survives. The Stoic bends without losing integrity. Through this, they remain unbroken. Epictetus lived as a slave yet taught freedom of mind. His life proves that control is internal, not circumstantial. The Stoic understands that conditions cannot imprison the mind. Freedom exists in how one interprets events. Resilience is the expression of that freedom, the refusal to surrender to misfortune. Even under pressure, the Stoic governs the inner world. Resilience demands faith in principle. Without trust in virtue, discipline collapses under suffering. The Stoic keeps faith in their framework, that reason, courage, and order will sustain them. They act in accordance with these values even when outcomes are uncertain. This alignment creates stability in chaos. It transforms fear into focus. The modern world glorifies comfort, yet comfort weakens the will. The Stoic rejects this illusion. They seek voluntary hardship to maintain sharpness. Cold exposure, solitude, labor, these are chosen discomforts that forge resilience. When real difficulty appears, the Stoic is ready. They have rehearsed endurance. They do not panic under strain. They act. Seneca wrote that prosperity discovers vice, adversity discovers virtue. The Stoic uses both. They are not seduced by success nor crushed by loss. Each condition reveals something necessary. Resilience grows when one learns from both extremes. The Stoic remains centered, untouched by fortune's oscillation. Stability becomes power. To begin again after betrayal, loss, or defeat, the Stoic relies on principle, not emotion. Emotion fluctuates. Principle anchors. They ask, what is the right action now? And they act. This reduces chaos to order. Through right action, the Stoic regains momentum. Each correct decision rebuilds strength. Slowly, structure returns where disorder once ruled. Resilience is a discipline of clarity. Confusion breeds weakness. The Stoic eliminates confusion through philosophy. They think clearly about what is within control and what is not. This separation frees them from wasted struggle. Energy is redirected to what can actually be influenced. In this way, the Stoic stays effective under pressure. Marcus Aurelius reflected that the human spirit is stronger than any circumstance. The Stoic tests this belief daily. When life constricts, they expand inward. They cultivate patience, understanding, endurance. When the world becomes chaotic, they become still. Stillness is not escape, it is control. Through stillness, power accumulates. Epictetus said, "If you wish to improve, be content to be thought foolish and stupid." Resilience requires humility. The Stoic does not protect ego, they protect progress. When criticized or misunderstood, they stay quiet. Their energy belongs to growth, not argument. Humility under pressure strengthens focus. Pride collapses under strain. Humility survives it. To win this year requires a new relationship with hardship. The Stoic must stop running from resistance and start training within it. Every difficulty holds data about the self. Each challenge reveals where work is needed. The Stoic treats adversity like a forge. Inside that heat, form is reshaped. When the fire cools, the metal is stronger. Seneca believed that misfortune is often fortune in disguise. The Stoic looks backward and sees proof. Many past failures prepared them for what now comes easily. Pain became instruction. Loss became structure. Life's cruelty was training. The Stoic does not forget this. They recognize that resilience is cumulative wisdom. Resilience is silent victory. It does not shout. It moves through chaos quietly, adapting, adjusting, enduring. The Stoic does not seek recognition. They seek progress. Each time they begin again, they sharpen will. Each time they endure, they solidify identity. Over years, this repetition becomes invincible calm. The modern mind wants relief, but the Stoic wants readiness. Relief passes, readiness endures. The Stoic prepares daily for uncertainty. They expect the unexpected and train the mind to remain still within it. When crisis appears, they act without surprise. This calm anticipation turns chaos into routine. To begin again is to embrace the inevitability of hardship. The Stoic does not resent difficulty, they integrate it. Resilience grows from alignment with reality. Life will test, and one must be ready. The Stoic trains so thoroughly that struggle no longer disrupts. They flow through difficulty with measured precision. Obstacles clarify purpose. Without resistance, direction fades. The Stoic sees this clearly. Every challenge is an invitation to refine focus. When distractions vanish under pressure, the core of purpose appears. Renewal begins at that core. Resilience ensures that renewal survives. Seneca advised, "He who has great power should use it lightly." Resilience is power used lightly. The Stoic does not overreact or overexert. They move with efficiency. Each action is deliberate. Waste is removed. Strength is preserved. This moderation keeps resilience sustainable. Epictetus taught that no great thing is created suddenly. The Stoic remembers this as they rebuild. Progress is gradual. Each disciplined act is a brick. Each moment of endurance is mortar. Over time, the structure rises. Resilience is the architecture of persistence. Marcus Aurelius reflected that life is opinion, that events mean what one decides they mean. The Stoic uses this to command perception. A setback becomes practice, a delay becomes timing, a loss becomes renewal. Through this reframing, obstacles lose power. The Stoic remains free. To begin again and win this year, the Stoic adopts the mindset of permanence through adaptability. They endure, they adjust, they rebuild. Nothing external can break them because their foundation is internal. Resilience is the proof of mastery. The Stoic's victory is not in avoidance of hardship, but in unbreakable response to it. In the end, the Stoic sees that obstacles were never in the way. They were the way. Every challenge was a map, every hardship a teacher. Resilience is not resistance to life, but alignment with its nature. Through resilience, renewal becomes permanent. Through endurance, the Stoic wins this year, and every year that follows. Discipline is the structure behind all renewal. Without it, every beginning dissolves into noise. Aristotle wrote, "We are what we repeatedly do." Excellence, then, is not an act, but a habit. The Stoic understands this deeply. They do not rely on inspiration to move forward. They rely on order. Discipline is not punishment. It is design. It arranges life into a pattern of strength. To begin again and win this year, one must anchor in consistency. A single action done daily outlives bursts of motivation. The Stoic treats repetition as a sacred act. Each morning, they return to the same principles, the same rituals, the same focus. Consistency transforms effort into identity. Over time, what was once deliberate becomes natural. The Stoic no longer tries to be disciplined, they simply are. The world is filled with those who start and stop. Projects abandoned, goals delayed, habits interrupted. The Stoic rejects this instability. They understand that greatness is not built in intensity, but in duration. Endurance is rarer than enthusiasm. Consistency outlasts talent. The Stoic practices the same routines whether they feel driven or drained. They are not ruled by emotion, but by duty. Discipline is the architecture of freedom. The undisciplined chase pleasure and call it liberty. The disciplined shape their own structure and move freely within it. By restricting impulse, the Stoic expands choice. They can act without hesitation because their habits support their values. True control is not gained through desire, but through direction. Aristotle's principle reveals that identity is cumulative. One becomes what one does repeatedly. If actions are scattered, the self becomes fragmented. The Stoic knows this. They align their routines to their purpose. They remove contradiction. Every behavior is selected to strengthen clarity. Through consistent action, the Stoic transforms abstract virtue into tangible character. Consistency is the quiet proof of commitment. It does not announce itself. It shows in the precision of thought, the tone of voice, the steadiness of movement. The Stoic moves without spectacle. They measure life in completed tasks, not intentions. Repetition is their ritual of power. Each repeated act reinforces mastery. Discipline is built in isolation. The Stoic trains when no one watches, works when no one applauds, improves when no one expects. The external world may waver, but the inner order remains constant. This solitude strengthens focus, noise fades, excuses vanish, and the mind hardens. Discipline is the daily act of choosing principle over comfort. Aristotle's insight is a reminder that excellence is a pattern, not an event. The Stoic designs their days like architecture, structured, clean, intentional. Every hour has purpose. They wake early, move with precision, and speak with measure. This order is not rigidity, it is freedom through predictability. The mind works best within rhythm. When the body follows structure, the spirit finds calm. Consistency requires restraint. The Stoic does not chase variety for stimulation. They find strength in repetition. The modern mind fears boredom. The Stoic uses it as sharpening stone. In stillness, focus grows. In repetition, excellence takes form. Discipline removes the need for motivation. The Stoic moves without waiting for the right feeling. To begin again, one must restore rhythm. Disorganization kills progress. The Stoic rebuilds routine as a foundation for renewal. Morning rituals, work schedules, training sessions all become expressions of purpose. Each small act is a statement of alignment. When action is consistent, will becomes strong. When will is strong, change becomes inevitable. The undisciplined live reactively. They respond to mood, to noise, to distraction. The disciplined live proactively. They control what can be controlled and ignore what cannot. This separation gives peace. When life becomes uncertain, structure remains. The Stoic trusts their system more than their emotion. Systems win when emotions fail. Discipline is repetition under resistance. The Stoic practices even when the mind protests. They train through fatigue, think through doubt, work through difficulty. Each time they push beyond reluctance, the threshold expands. Over months and years, what once felt difficult becomes natural. The Stoic is forged in these repetitions. They do not seek ease, they seek control. Aristotle's wisdom reminds the Stoic that behavior builds being. Every act, no matter how small, shapes the structure of the self. If repeated often enough, it becomes the person. This is the reason the Stoic guards their routines. They understand that skipping one act is not a small failure, it is the beginning of decline. Integrity requires continuity. Consistency demands endurance. The Stoic expects boredom, frustration, delay. They treat these not as enemies, but as part of the process. Every obstacle becomes proof of dedication. When enthusiasm fades, persistence begins. The Stoic values the days they perform without desire most. Those days define character. Emotion may fluctuate, but consistency remains sacred. Discipline is simplicity. The Stoic eliminates the unnecessary to strengthen what matters. They choose few goals and pursue them relentlessly. Complexity scatters focus, simplicity gathers it. Through minimalism, the Stoic protects energy. Each decision becomes clean, each action efficient. In simplicity, consistency thrives. Routine is the Stoic's method of control. Chaos exists outside, but the daily schedule creates order within. Rising, reflecting, training, working, resting, these cycles form stability. The Stoic treats these as sacred boundaries. By mastering the day, they master the year. The one who governs hours governs destiny. To begin again and win this year means restoring order before ambition. The Stoic does not chase goals without foundation. They construct habits first. Once structure exists, success becomes predictable. Without it, even talent collapses. Discipline is the infrastructure of achievement. Without it, renewal decays into wishful thinking. Aristotle's truth is the spine of Stoicism. Repetition defines essence. The Stoic applies this through deliberate living. Every act is intentional, every choice examined. When life becomes deliberate, mediocrity dies. The Stoic does not need to hope, they calculate. Success becomes mechanical through consistency. Consistency is humility. it accepts the long path. The Stoic does not seek quick transformation, they value slow progress that lasts. Every repetition is a small declaration of faith in principle. This patience separates them from the restless. Where others quit, the Stoic continues. That continuation becomes strength. Discipline requires environment. The Stoic engineers surroundings to serve purpose. They reduce distractions, control inputs, and design space for focus. Environment shapes behavior. The Stoic ensures the world around them aligns with their inner order. A clear environment reinforces a clear mind. The disciplined person lives without excess emotion. They do not celebrate prematurely or despair unnecessarily. Each day is equal, a chance to practice. The Stoic moves from one day to the next without drama. This steadiness builds emotional endurance. Consistency is not only about action, it is about emotional control under fluctuation. Discipline also governs speech. The Stoic speaks only when useful, listens more than they talk, and chooses words with precision. Silence becomes a form of consistency. It preserves energy and focus. Each conversation is intentional, each response measured. The Stoics' language reflects their order. To begin again requires more than motivation. It requires mechanical precision. The Stoic builds life like a machine calibrated for purpose. Each gear is a habit, each lever a decision. When the system is maintained, momentum carries forward naturally. The Stoic does not rely on inspiration because structure ensures progress. Consistency transforms difficulty into rhythm. What once seemed unbearable becomes routine. The Stoic knows this and applies it across all aspects of life, physical, mental, emotional. They endure repetition until resistance dissolves. This is mastery, the ability to move through hardship without internal conflict. Aristotle's line, "We are what we repeatedly do," is the formula of self-control. The Stoic repeats discipline until it defines them. They no longer think about doing, they embody being. In this state, excellence becomes unconscious. The Stoic has converted philosophy into reflex. Discipline also demands rest. The Stoic understands that consistency includes recovery. Overwork destroys rhythm, balance sustains it. They schedule rest with the same precision as labor. Renewal requires equilibrium. The disciplined mind knows when to act and when to pause. The Stoic sees each day as a rehearsal for mastery. Each morning is an opportunity to refine rhythm. They do not waste mornings in hesitation. Action replaces thought. The disciplined life is a series of practiced mornings, each one reinforcing identity. Through this repetition, the Stoic becomes immovable. To maintain consistency, the Stoic eliminates dependency on praise. External validation disrupts focus. The disciplined act for principle, not recognition. In this way, they remain stable regardless of applause or criticism. Independence strengthens momentum. Aristotle's wisdom extends beyond achievement. It defines meaning. Purpose is not discovered but constructed through consistent living. The Stoic knows that fulfillment arises from ordered existence. When each day reflects principle, life itself becomes art. Discipline is the sculptor, consistency the chisel. Discipline sharpens perception. The Stoic sees details others miss because their attention is trained. Through repetition, awareness deepens. The smallest deviation is noticed, the slightest progress measured. This precision makes mastery inevitable. Excellence becomes predictable through observation. The Stoic maintains rituals of reflection. Each night, they review the day's actions without judgment. What was done well, what failed, what must improve. Reflection maintains accuracy. It prevents drift. This daily audit ensures that discipline evolves, not stagnates. Self-examination is the mechanism of continuous alignment. To begin again and win this year, one must treat consistency as sacred. Each day without discipline weakens the structure. Each disciplined act strengthens it. Over time, effort compounds silently. The Stoic trusts this process. They do not rush outcome, they cultivate permanence. The disciplined person understands that victory belongs to those who persist. The undisciplined crave results. The Stoic perfects process. The difference defines destiny. Process can be repeated, results cannot. By focusing on what can be done daily, the Stoic gains control of trajectory. Their victory is not sudden, it is inevitable. Aristotle's teaching closes the circle of mastery. Excellence is habit sustained through intention. The Stoic lives by this. Every repetition is an act of renewal. Every consistent motion, a declaration of order. To begin again is to return to discipline. To win this year is to make discipline a way of being. Mastery begins within. Before one can direct the external world, one must first rule the inner one. Zeno, the founder of Stoicism, taught that the true kingdom lies within the mind. To conquer oneself is to become untouchable by circumstance. The Stoic does not chase control over others, fortune or fate. They seek command of thought, impulse and reaction. Inner power is the only permanent empire. To begin again and win this year, one must first reclaim sovereignty over the self. The average person lives in reaction, pulled by desire, disrupted by emotion, weakened by opinion. The Stoic reverses this condition. They stop being a passenger of thought and become its architect. When the mind is mastered, the external becomes manageable. Epictetus said, "No man is free who is not master of himself." Freedom begins the moment one governs the inner dialogue. Socrates believed that the unexamined life is not worth living. Examination is the tool of mastery. To understand one's mind is to neutralize its chaos. The Stoic uses self-observation as a weapon. They study thoughts as a strategist studies terrain. Every weakness revealed becomes a gate to strength. Through this awareness, reaction transforms into choice. Mastery is not silence of emotion, but control of expression. Zeno taught that happiness is a good flow of life, a state of harmony between reason and action. The Stoic seeks this balance relentlessly. Inner power is not aggression, it is alignment. When thoughts and actions move as one, energy stops scattering. Focus becomes dense. The Stoic who achieves this alignment cannot be shaken. They act from principle, not impulse. This unity is the foundation of all mastery. Epictetus lived enslaved, yet spoke as a free man because his freedom was internal. This is the essence of Stoic power, autonomy of mind. The Stoic does not wait for the world to allow peace. They create peace through control of attention. Every distraction, every insult, every hardship loses strength when the mind remains centered. Inner power begins when external validation dies. To conquer the self requires confrontation. The Stoic faces the untrained mind without excuse. They see every weakness clearly: fear, anger, envy, indulgence, and do not look away. Avoidance strengthens weakness. Observation weakens it. The Stoic does not hate their flaws. They discipline them. They turn emotion into signal, signal into instruction. Through this process, chaos becomes order. Socrates said that to know is to know that you know nothing. The Stoic lives this humility. They are always a student of self. Mastery does not end, it deepens. The mind must be recalibrated daily. Knowledge of the self is endless terrain. Each day a new discovery, each failure a new lesson. This humility fuels strength. Arrogance blinds. Awareness refines. Inner power grows in stillness. The modern world glorifies noise, constant motion, constant speech, constant validation. The Stoic retreats inward to escape this delusion. In silence, thought sharpens. In solitude, perspective clears. Mastery requires distance from the chaos of the crowd. The Stoic uses solitude as sharpening stone, not as escape. In the quiet, they find the truth of who they are. Zeno's philosophy rested on harmony with nature, to live in accordance with the order of the universe. The Stoic translates this into psychological balance. When one accepts reality as it is, energy stops leaking into resistance. The Stoic does not fight what is. They align with it. This alignment is power. It allows unbreakable calm even when the external world trembles. Epictetus taught that what disturbs us is not things themselves, but our opinions about them. Inner mastery means controlling the filter, not the world. The Stoic reframes events instantly. Insult becomes information, loss becomes instruction, delay becomes patience. This agility of interpretation turns adversity into advantage. The Stoic does not react, they reinterpret. To begin again means reclaiming command of perception. Most people live enslaved by narrative. They believe the stories they tell themselves. The Stoic writes new ones. They remove emotion from description. A failure is not disaster, it is data. An obstacle is not cruelty, it is training. Inner mastery is the art of redefinition. Power flows from interpretation. Socrates warned against ignorance disguised as confidence. The Stoic guards against this by questioning every assumption. What am I certain of? What emotion drives this thought? What desire hides behind this decision? This constant interrogation removes illusion. The clearer the perception, the greater the control. Mastery begins with self-honesty. To conquer the self, one must control attention. The modern mind is fragmented, scattered across endless stimuli. The Stoic protects attention like sacred ground. They focus on what can be controlled and ignore what cannot. Each distraction resisted strengthens will. Over time, this focus hardens into power. Attention is the currency of mastery. Zeno taught that virtue is the only good. The Stoic uses virtue as compass. Courage, temperance, justice, wisdom. These principles form the framework of control. Every decision passes through them. Emotion is filtered, impulse restrained. Through this consistency, the Stoic becomes predictable in strength. Others act from mood. The Stoic acts from law. Epictetus reminded his students that one cannot learn what they think they already know. Inner power demands the destruction of certainty. The Stoic unlearns arrogance daily. They see every moment as practice. Even mastery itself becomes an illusion to overcome. The true Stoic never arrives. They ascend endlessly through refinement. Socrates stood trial for truth and met death without fear. His composure was the embodiment of inner mastery. The Stoic draws strength from this example. Power is measured not in dominance, but in composure under pressure. When the world attacks, the Stoic remains still. This stillness is not weakness, it is supremacy. It is control so complete that no external force can break it. To begin again and win this year, the Stoic must rebuild command from within. External goals, wealth, recognition, success, mean nothing without self-rule. The Stoic begins each day with one question: who commands the mind today? The answer determines destiny. When the answer is the self, victory is already achieved. Zeno taught that happiness depends on living according to reason. The Stoic practices rational clarity as daily ritual. They separate logic from impulse, decision from reaction. Each time they act from reason, they reclaim territory from chaos. This daily conquest is invisible, but absolute. No one sees it, but its effects shape every visible success. Epictetus said that we suffer more in imagination than in reality. The Stoic observes this mechanism and dismantles it. Fear, anxiety, regret, all born from misused imagination. The disciplined mind redirects imagination toward vision, not worry. Through this redirection, inner energy returns. Power once wasted on anxiety fuels progress instead. To conquer oneself is to unify thought and action. The divided mind hesitates. The unified mind executes. The Stoic eliminates contradiction. They do what they say and say what they mean. This integrity generates momentum. The mind trusts itself. Doubt disappears. Self-trust is the root of mastery. Socrates once said that the soul grows by reflection. The Stoic practices reflection not as nostalgia, but as engineering. Each reflection is a recalibration. They study reactions, identify distortions, and adjust perspective. This daily refinement transforms weakness into wisdom. Mastery is maintenance. Zeno believed that philosophy was not theory, but practice. The Stoic embodies this. They do not speak endlessly about virtue, they demonstrate it. Each act becomes philosophy in motion. Through repetition, virtue solidifies. The Stoic becomes what they practice. Inner power is not knowledge, it is behavior. Epictetus warned that people are disturbed by their attachment to externals. The Stoic breaks this attachment methodically. They detach from possessions, praise, and outcome. In detachment, power returns. The fewer the dependencies, the stronger the control. Detachment is not indifference. It is prioritization of the internal over the external. Socrates lived with nothing yet possessed everything that mattered. Clarity, courage, integrity. The Stoic adopts this posture. They measure wealth in stability. The mind that cannot be shaken is richer than any empire. This is the essence of inner mastery, invulnerability through simplicity. To begin again and win this year, the Stoic must rebuild authority over emotion. Anger must become energy directed by reason. Desire must become purpose guided by virtue. Fear must become awareness sharpened by preparation. When emotions are tamed, they become allies. Mastery is not suppression, it is redirection. Zeno's school taught discipline through example. The Stoics trained daily to remain calm under insult, pressure, or loss. They did not seek ideal conditions, they sought stability under all conditions. The modern Stoic does the same. Each test becomes a rehearsal. Inner power grows each time control replaces reaction. Epictetus emphasized that every event is neutral until the mind defines it. The Stoic trains perception relentlessly. They control narrative with precision. When misfortune strikes, they ask, "What is this for?" Not, "Why me?" The change in question transforms despair into development. Mastery is linguistic control, the ability to edit meaning instantly. Socrates modeled resilience through dialogue. He dismantled ignorance through calm questioning. The Stoic uses this technique internally. When anger arises, they ask, "What belief causes this?" When fear appears, "What story feeds this?" Each answer leads closer to truth. Each truth brings the mind under control. Inner power is cumulative. Each moment of restraint builds strength. Each correct response adds stability. The Stoic compounds discipline until it becomes identity. Others chase transformation in moments. The Stoic builds it in increments. Over months and years, the result is unbreakable calm. True mastery does not rush. To conquer oneself, one must love structure. Freedom without discipline collapses into chaos. The Stoic creates internal structure through principle. Principles do not bend under emotion. They remain steady when everything else shifts. Living by principle is the highest form of freedom, obedience only to wisdom. Zeno's students were known for their calm under pressure. They trained in poverty, discomfort, and debate. Each hardship was practice in command. The Stoic applies the same model to modern life. When delay, rejection, or uncertainty strikes, they remain measured. Every disturbance becomes training in composure. Epictetus warned that if you want to improve, expect to be ridiculed. The Stoic accepts this. They no longer need approval. Inner mastery means silence in the face of misunderstanding. The opinions of others lose significance. Power concentrates inward. The mind becomes fortress, immune to insult. Socrates believed that knowledge of good leads to good action. The Stoic transforms knowledge into habit. They study wisdom not to sound wise, but to live it. Each day becomes an experiment in application. This practicality anchors their mastery in reality. Inner power is knowledge proven through behavior. To begin again and win this year, one must unify purpose and power. The Stoic knows that control without direction is wasted. They define mission clearly: to live with integrity, to act with precision, to remain unmoved by chaos. When purpose aligns with discipline, mastery becomes destiny. Inner power is invisible strength. It manifests in patience, focus, restraint, and calm execution. The Stoic radiates authority through silence. They do not need to announce control. It is felt. Power becomes presence. This presence moves through life like gravity, steady, quiet, inevitable. Zeno, Socrates, and Epictetus converge on one truth. The only victory worth winning is mastery of the self. Every external success is fragile without it. Every obstacle dissolves before it. To conquer oneself is to conquer all. This is the Stoic command for the year ahead. Rule the mind, and the world follows. Vision directs power. Purpose gives it meaning. Seneca wrote, "If one does not know to which port one is sailing, no wind is favorable." The Stoic understands this truth. Without direction, even effort becomes wasted movement. The one who does not know their destination cannot harness fortune, cannot align energy, cannot endure hardship. Vision is not luxury, it is necessity. To begin again and win this year, one must define the port. The Stoic does not drift. They move toward principle, guided by clarity. Without clear aim, time dissolves into distraction. The disciplined person knows that every action must serve something greater than comfort. Purpose transforms suffering into strength. It gives reason to persist when ease would seduce. Seneca believed that those who live without purpose are blown about like leaves in the wind. They are carried by circumstance, never by will. The Stoic rejects this. They set internal direction long before external winds shift. Whether life brings prosperity or difficulty, their course remains fixed. To have purpose is to possess a compass that does not break under pressure. Vision is the architecture of progress. It organizes thought, behavior, and sacrifice. Without it, discipline decays into repetition without meaning. The Stoic pairs action with intention. Each task, no matter how small, must point toward the chosen aim. Purpose makes endurance possible because it transforms burden into mission. The modern mind is flooded with options, yet empty of purpose. The Stoic simplifies. They ask one question: what is essential? When that answer is found, all else becomes noise. The Stoic withdraws from distraction to preserve direction. Energy is limited. Vision ensures it is not wasted. To begin again requires choosing a direction worthy of effort. The Stoic does not chase trends or approval. They pursue what strengthens the soul. This may be mastery, virtue, service, or understanding. But it must be real. Empty ambition collapses quickly. True purpose survives fatigue. It gives structure to the will. Seneca taught that life is long if you know how to use it. The Stoic measures life not in years but in clarity. A single day lived with purpose outweighs a lifetime lived in drift. Each morning they align action to aim. Without this alignment, days are spent but not invested. Purpose turns time into weapon. Vision also demands precision. The Stoic defines what success means in their own terms. They refuse to inherit definitions from the crowd. Public approval, wealth, recognition, these are unstable metrics. The Stoic measures victory by integrity. They do what aligns with virtue, not vanity. This autonomy keeps their focus clean. To live without purpose is to serve chaos. The Stoic sees confusion as a moral hazard. Each unclear decision drains energy. Clarity restores power. The Stoic organizes life around principle. What must be done? What must be avoided? What must be endured? Purpose is not emotion. It is structure for existence. Vision begins with imagination, but is sustained by reason. The Stoic uses both. They envision the destination, then build the discipline to reach it. Dream without discipline is fantasy. Discipline without vision is stagnation. The Stoic unites both. Through this union, direction becomes unstoppable momentum. Seneca urged his students to practice premeditatio, to visualize adversity before it arrives. This is vision in defense. The Stoic prepares mentally for storms. They know that every path contains resistance. Clear purpose prevents retreat. When obstacles rise, vision reminds them why they began. Purpose is armor against fatigue. The modern world rewards reaction. The Stoic rewards intention. Every reaction spends strength. Every intention multiplies it. Vision gives reason to act deliberately. The Stoic moves slowly but decisively. Their steps are fewer but heavier. Purpose transforms motion into meaning. To begin again and win this year, the Stoic must choose targets that command respect. Trivial goals weaken discipline. Significant aims strengthen it. The mind rises to the level of the mission it serves. When the goal is noble, endurance becomes natural. The Stoic does not seek comfort. They seek alignment with something greater than the self. Seneca's wisdom warns that favorable winds are useless without direction. Many chase opportunities yet achieve nothing because they drift. The Stoic does not ask for better conditions. They demand better control. When vision is clear, even chaos becomes useful. Every event can be steered toward progress. Purpose also governs restraint. The Stoic does not chase every opportunity. They decline distractions with precision. Saying no becomes strength. Each refusal protects alignment. The disciplined mind treats focus as sacred ground. What does not serve the mission must be removed. Vision must be revisited often. The Stoic recalibrates direction as life changes. Purpose matures through reflection. What once mattered may no longer be worthy. The Stoic remains flexible without losing clarity. This adaptability keeps progress alive. Vision that refuses to evolve becomes blindness. Seneca believed that purpose sharpens virtue. Without aim, even courage or wisdom wander. The Stoic ties virtue to direction. Courage defends purpose. Temperance preserves it. Justice guides it. Wisdom refines it. When purpose aligns with virtue, every action becomes meaningful. Life gains coherence. To begin again, one must remember that clarity is not found. It is built. The Stoic builds it through reflection and discipline. They review life like a strategist studying maps. What worked, what failed, what remains unclear. Through this process, purpose strengthens. The clearer the aim, the fewer the wasted motions. Vision creates endurance. The one who knows why they act can survive anyhow. Purpose transforms difficulty into fuel. Fatigue loses power against meaning. The Stoic understands that when the goal is anchored in principle, setbacks cannot derail it. They endure because they know where they are going. Seneca wrote that to live is to fight for direction. The Stoic accepts this fight daily. They do not drift into meaninglessness. They design their trajectory with precision. Vision is not occasional inspiration. It is a lifelong discipline. The Stoic refines it as they would any craft. To win this year, the Stoic organizes every domain of life around purpose. Work, health, thought, and relationship all must align with the central mission. Fragmentation weakens power. Integration strengthens it. Vision unites all effort into one force. Purpose also requires patience. The Stoic does not demand immediate results. They act for principle, not timeline. Each day of effort compounds silently. The Stoic trusts that direction, not speed, determines success. When the path is right, persistence guarantees outcome. Seneca urged balance between ambition and contentment. The Stoic pursues excellence without obsession. Purpose is steady, not frantic. They advance calmly, certain of their course. This calm pursuit is more powerful than restless drive. Peace and purpose coexist in mastery. Vision defines identity. The Stoic becomes what they pursue. When purpose is virtuous, identity strengthens. When purpose is shallow, identity decays. The Stoic guards their direction carefully. To change aim carelessly is to weaken character. Constancy of purpose builds inner authority. To begin again is to renew commitment to meaning. Each year demands a redefinition of aim. The Stoic examines life honestly. What aligns, what distracts, what must evolve. This reflection renews trajectory. Purpose keeps life from dissolving into repetition. Seneca said that life is like a voyage. Without a captain's discipline, even calm seas lead nowhere. The Stoic holds the rudder of reason firmly. They steer through distraction, temptation, and fear. Each decision becomes navigation. Purpose is the map, discipline the vessel. Vision transforms endurance into elegance. The Stoic does not rush or force. They move with quiet precision. Each action fits the plan. This creates serenity even under pressure. The Stoic's calm is not detachment, it is control of trajectory. Purpose gives shape to resilience. When the world disrupts plans, vision provides continuity. The Stoic does not crumble under change. They adjust course and continue forward. Their power lies in adaptability guided by clarity. Purpose turns uncertainty into direction. To win this year, the Stoic must commit to a single truth. Meaning sustains strength. Without it, discipline fails. With it, everything aligns. Seneca's warning echoes, without a port, no wind is favorable. The Stoic chooses the port wisely and sails with intention. Every day becomes a deliberate movement toward mastery. Vision is the compass of the soul. Purpose is its destination. The Stoic sails not for chance but for destiny, steady, silent, unshakable. Through direction, life becomes coherent. Through meaning, life becomes powerful. To begin again and win this year, one must know the port and hold the course.